CBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor. Merrick Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor at the State Department, here to comment on these last days and the months and years of persecution of Taiwan by the Chinese Communist Party under Xi Jinping, who aims to extend himself, I guess, for life, threatening Taiwan. Over these last days, there have been a number of warplanes operating as usual in Taiwan airspace. Notable, a tanker flew over as well, some kind of subtle signal that we can refuel in air and keep attacking you. But there's a huge Reuters piece today, which I recommend to everybody, especially the Navy, about Taiwan very carefully with colleagues in Europe, chiefly Great Britain, good for them, using a company in Gibraltar to construct or to put in place the building of a Taiwan submarine fleet, diesel-operated, very silent, new boats. One of the things I've learned over the years is that the PLA Navy has a weakness in submarines and anti-submarine warfare. Mary, I don't want to go into the details here. I just wanted to celebrate that Taiwan is not sitting around waiting to be attacked. It's pushing back. Do you measure that Taiwan lives in the brains of the Chinese Communist Party, that they can't have a good day because it's free, and every time Taiwan does something clever like this, they're having a bad day in Beijing?
Well, it is positive when any one of our friends and partners takes on more of their own defense burden. So that's a good thing, whether it relates to Taiwan or France or anybody else around the world. I thought that this Reuters report was interesting for several reasons. First of all, the fact that it's happening is good. Secondly, the fact that we are hearing about it is important, because deterrence doesn't happen if your offensive capability is a secret. The whole point is to inflict fear. The third reason it's interesting is because of the details that Reuters laid out, that the Taiwanese have hired experts from Australia, South Korea, Spain, Canada, and India. And it's the India part that caught my eye, because for many years, the formerly ruling Congress Party of India did not take the threat from China seriously and was very standoffish toward democratic partners in the region, like Japan and Australia, and even us, in talking publicly about the threat from Beijing and taking a more public posture to ally more closely with us. That's changed. The Quad meetings that we had with Australia, India, and Japan under the Trump administration, and that have now been expanded to the leadership level under Biden, show very clearly that India has picked sides. It realizes where its interests lie. They don't do everything that we'd like them to do with us publicly. But the fact that they may have engineers, according to this Reuters report, helping Taiwan build subs is a pretty clear signal that, you know, they know who their friends are, and they know the threat that would eventually reach them should China ever decide to try to invade Taiwan or attack Japan or other partners in the region.
This is a media question, just as it was when we were talking about Ms. Peng, how her tragedy is now well reported around the world. The threat to Taiwan is now well reported. Do you measure this progress here as well, Mary, that is no longer a marginal state? It's critical to our understanding of democracy.
Well, it's always been critical to us. You know, we in fact have many treaty partners in Asia Pacific. It's important to remember that, not just the 1951 ANZUS Treaty with Australia and New Zealand, but also a treaty with the Philippines, Japan, the Republic of Korea. We are a Pacific nation,
right?
Even though we don't speak that way very often, we are. We fought many wars in the Pacific. Many Americans have died to secure the freedom of the Pacific. Taiwan is important because it's the first island chain. And if it goes, other nations will go too.
And Mary, just in the final 30 seconds, does Congress support Taiwan in a new way to your measure? 30 seconds.
Yes. Yes, it does. It does, because there's a bipartisan consensus now on Capitol Hill that the Chinese Communist Party is a totalitarian regime that represents a threat not just to our friends and partners in the region, but to us here at home.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.